sit down. Keep all hands and feet inside the ride at all times. Or down, I don't care. We are not responsible for any lost belongings. Your shit is our shit now. You have made your choices in life. And as you will notice, there are no pearly gates here, so hold on tight and embrace the darker side of life. Cause this ride takes your soul straight down to Hell's Basement.
What?
Oh my god,
are you shitting me?
Oh, fuck.
I can't see what's going on under the table.
Welcome, everyone, to Hell's Basement. I'm Ryan. I'm here with Brady.
Hey.
Shane.
Yeah, fuck off, Ryan.
And Jenna.
Hello.
All right. This week, we're going to play the same game we played the last 2 weeks, so hopefully you guys have listened. We call it Secret Satan. And I'm not even going to explain it because
whoa,
if you don't
whoa, stop. Say it right.
Secret Satan.
Yeah, because it actually sounded
secret
cool.
Secret Satan.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
never mind. He just beat the shit
out
of you.
Yeah, never mind. He wins. You get that job from now on.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, who wants to go first?
You go first.
Oh, you
never get to go first.
That's right, I never get to go first. Okay, well, my movie was Carrie, 2013, Carrie, the new one. I actually have never seen either of the Carries. I had all intentions of watching the first one before this one, and I ran out of time this week because I'm a piece of shit. So I did watch the one, I did watch the 2013 one, though, and it was pretty cool. I liked it. I'm just going to go ahead real quick and get it out there. I think it was Jenna.
Nope.
Oh, damn.
Shot
you
down.
Fucked up, boy.
See what happens when you
wait,
go first?
Wait, now that you got that wrong, I feel like the real person shouldn't reveal themselves. We should just move along. And the only time they do reveal themselves is if they got it right. That way we kind of keep the mystery going.
Okay. All right. Fuck it, I'm leaving. I don't even want to do this anymore. No, but I thought it was pretty cool. I'm not a big fan of the lead actress. I believe her name is Chloe Moretz or Chloe Grace Moretz or something like that. I've never really been a big fan of her, but she did pretty good. I thought she did pretty good.
That's the first time I've ever seen her, actually, in Carrie. Anything after, she's only ever done that movie, and then I've seen, like, The Fifth Wave, I think she's in, something like that. A bunch of drama shit.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
This podcast
well, there's
care
a,
about
she plays a vampire in Let the, I can't remember the name of it, because there's a Swedish version of it. That might even be the right country, but we'll just say a Norwegian or Scandinavian country did. It's either Let the Right One In or Let Me In.
Or Let the Left One In.
Let the Left One In. But she played a vampire in that movie.
Regardless, I don't really like her face. I don't really like the way she looks. She bothers me.
Stupid fucking face.
I don't know. I just don't like her. She's probably a very nice lady, which gives me even more of a reason to not like her. So, no. Story of Carrie is very cool. It's Stephen King, obviously, he knows what the fuck he's doing. So, I don't know who directed this one or anything, but they did pretty good. I liked it. The mom in that movie really, really bothered me. She was a Bible thumping like.
Bothered you like she did her job by acting bothered you or like
no I didn't like the I just imagine people like that in the real world and I just want them all to die so
there you go let's see if you're right fuckers
well, there you go
she just really
your wish is granted
yeah she just really bothered me she just you know extremely religious yet does all these horrible things and it just hypocrite in its finest but no
so we can't even really ask you how it compared to the original.
No, because I didn't watch the original, because okay.
I actually never watched it. Did anybody?
No.
I've seen both.
You've seen the original?
Yeah.
And what do you think of it, like, compared to the new one?
I don't know.
Been too long?
It's been way too long.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen the 2013 one, so. Yeah.
I've seen that one more recent than the original, so. Yeah. I didn't like that. I mean, the remake was all right. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I recommend a watch of it. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool. You know, I mean, I really want to do watch the original, though, just because normally originals are better, so. But
You can't, I guess it's spoiler-free, but at least you could say that everybody in that movie gets their fucking just desserts.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't mention that. This will be spoiler-free section, but Shane is very much correct. that woman really fucks some people up. yeah. I mean, it's really one of those
or
movies.
Or did she?
That,
spoiler-free.
Yeah. Yeah, or does she die and everyone lives? It's this girl that gets bullied the whole entire time and then she just dies. That's the movie. But
I thought this was just about a girl and just like a crazy her first crazy menstrual cycle that happened at a dance.
That's pretty much it.
Oh, okay. It kind of is.
Gross.
No, it's basically, it gives the whole fact of bullying.
Give me all kinds of ammo here, Jenna.
It's really, you know, the poor girl gets bullied to no end, and it's basically equivalent to, like, a fucking mass shooting. You know what I mean? Like, a school shooting.
Yeah, basically.
You know what I mean?
That's a good way to put it.
They basically just substitute that with her having telekinesis powers, and she, you know, does her thing.
I feel like I already just... No, I just feel like I just watched the movie.
No, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. I mean, I lied. It is a spoiler section. Fuck off. No.
You don't need to watch it now. You know what happens.
Now, I'm pretty sure you can get all that from the trailer or the, probably the plot, but summary. But, yeah, it's a cool movie. So,
All right. Well, you were wrong. Go ahead, Brady. We'll go around.
Me?
He doesn't even fucking remember his movie.
My movie was the 2018, I believe, Netflix film, Apostle. I had not watched it before, and I heard it was pretty good, and I watched it, and I thought it was really fucking good. Short little premise of it is...
Hold on, who do you think?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, I feel like my best odds now of guessing are going to be Jenna.
No.
Okay, shit, I went with the odds, because I honestly had no idea.
You are.
I hate you, Jenna.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I only picked you because I feel sorry for you for wearing those shitty fucking headphones.
Okay, well, now you know who yours was. Watch, Jenna got herself.
Yeah, probably. She didn't tell us. She picked herself.
Cock.
That'd be a good plot twist.
Oh, that would.
But it was really good. It's a timepiece. It's kind of like the, oh, shit, maybe 1800s, mid to late 1800s, I'm guessing. And you already pulled me in there because anything like The Witch, like, I'm in there.
Yeah, I will chime in on this one. I did see this one, and cinematography is fucking insane on this movie.
Oh, yeah.
No, wait, what? Okay, I haven't seen it, so what's it about?
More or less a religious cult is on an island, and a guy tries to infiltrate that cult to recover his sister. I think that is all explained in a trailer. It doesn't really give much away, but it starts out just like semi suspenseful, and then it starts getting real fucking creepy, and then it just kind of it's good.
Yeah, right. Does it get brutal
it's
at all?
Really good.
Definitely like recommend brutal. Watch. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a cool torture scene.
Mm-hmm.
Holy fuck! Is it awesome? Actually, a couple torture scenes.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. You need to watch it, man. You really do.
The first.
Honestly, it would be a really cool one to cover as a main topic on here.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
So wasn't Jenna?
Nope.
Jenna.
Yeah.
Your turn.
So I watched the movie Don't Breathe. And I'm going to pick that Brady had me again.
Fuck. It was me. you're welcome, by the way.
Because yeah, it wasn't got, Jaws. You should have got fucking Jaws 3.
Yeah, really.
I was bummed out when I seen that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So a little bit about the movie. It came out in 2016. And I honestly... So I'm not that into home invasion movies.
Uh-huh.
So it was a really slow start.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of really hated it. But then...
Uh-huh.
There is an out of nowhere, like, what the fuck just happened?
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as that happened, I was so engaged. And I was like, okay, I am so thankful they put this in there. Because before it, I really hated this movie.
What? Really?
I wouldn't say it was hate. I didn't hate the movie before the moment you're speaking of, but...
Blind guy, right?
Yeah.
Am I thinking of the right movie?
Does
the moment you're talking about involve cum?
Yes.
Well, yes.
Not even a
That's
little
bit I got
before
into
that.
It. As soon as that big vial of cum came in, I was in.
So even before that, you know, with all the chains and handcuffs, because I'm real into that.
Love you.
So
deep dancer at it again.
I'm actually shocked. I'm actually shocked that you didn't like it from the get go, though. Because when I seen you got that one, I was like, "Oh damn, I think she'll be into that one."
I
seen that movie, and that one, I was on edge pretty good throughout that one. That was a good
movie.
Yeah,
I liked the whole thing.
Yeah.
See, I had a hard time
because there was no.
Excuse me, I'm trying to justify it.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
But I think I had a hard time knowing who I really wanted to be rooting for before that scene. Because at the same time, like, yeah, you broke into his house. You have every right to shoot him for all I care. And that kid, another series.
Never mind, because I don't know how to discuss this with you without really getting deep into this movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough one.
Yeah.
All right.
Long story short.
Didn't like it with old blind men.
Didn't like it, then you didn't like it.
Well, and that kid played on 13 Reasons Why, and I kind of had a hard time. I really liked his character on there, and he kind of seemed like he played the same exact role, but not. I don't know. I had a hard time getting into the characters. I didn't really like any of them but the blind guy, and I think that was my problem.
So you didn't like it really all in all, or you thought it was okay?
I thought it was okay. It's definitely a watch, but I think it's another slow burn, as we've mentioned on here before.
Yeah.
Okay, slow burn. She's wrong, but it's...
she's totally wrong.
Yeah.
All right. I'm so far the only one that guessed right, so...
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, you got that on us.
Well, I guess I gotta be honest, because that's the point of the game. So, whenever I seen The Fly fucking 2, which is what I got, The Fly 2, I was like, okay, immediately, it's one of two things. Either Brady thought I seen the original Fly, and then, you know, he's like, oh, I wonder if Shane watched the second one, because Brady is like, you know, is a horror movie fucking fiend. Or Jenna's like, fuck you, Shane. I'm gonna make this fucking movie and make him watch it.
God damn it. And so, she did it to you, didn't she?
Yeah, and honestly, though...
I thought it was Brady.
I was going to pick Brady, so I would have been wrong.
Good job, Jenna.
I wasn't going to pick you.
It was me. She's like, you know what? Fuck you for giving me those other movies.
Oh, well, you know what? Now guess what? Thank you.
Plot twist.
Yeah.
Real plot twist.
I'm not joking,
before
man.
Before you say what your opinion is, I have to tell you how I found your movie.
Okay.
I Googled the worst horror movie ever made, and it's the first one that came up.
The worst?
So what?
It is. That's what I Googled, I swear. I've never seen The Fly 1 or Fly 2. I just Googled the worst horror movie ever made, and I gave that to you.
Okay, respect for that. That's funny. Can I be honest, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was like, all right, number one, I'm not watching the second one without watching the first one. So I watched the first one, and that is a fucking awesome movie. Like, really, I don't know if it have a bad rep or something.
The first one?
Yeah.
That's pretty
well received.
It was really fucking good. Like, I don't know. Like, it, and then I watched the second one, and it is by far not even close to as good as the first one. So mm-hmm. I'll give you that much. But... I will say there's like a metamorphosis in both movies, and the second one is way cooler. Like, the guy looks cooler, but the first movie is better. It wasn't that bad, though. And after I watched it, it made me kind of like
want to watch everywhere.
I want to watch like every 80s horror movie ever now, because it was awesome, just because it's so fucked up.
Wait, so this is like a Fly Man?
Yeah.
Like, that's what
you need to fucking start watching the movies you give people.
Yeah, really. Have you ever watched one that you gave somebody?
No, it's literally about a like perverted dude that just runs around with his fucking fly now and just...
Yeah, that's what it's called, The Fly. Everybody's just like, God damn it, put your fly up.
And his wiener's like, not even hanging out or anything. Everyone's just really like pissed off that his fly's down.
Yeah.
That's it.
But God damn it, put your fucking fly up.
I guess I could go into what it's about. So
make Jen explain it, why she picked it for you.
So...
So there's this guy, and his fly's down.
So this guy is trying... Okay, the first movie, this guy is trying to, like, make teleportation a real thing, and he kind of fucks up and has a fly inside a teleportation pod with him, and he gets fused with it. That's all I'm going to say about the first one. And the second one is this guy's son and his endeavors.
So it's like when Family Guy
fucking
and Brian
flies.
And Stewie travel.
Fucking flies everywhere.
Yes. He had a really
like
small
that.
Dick.
Just like that.
Okay, I can picture it.
But if I would say for sure everyone should watch the first one. The second one.
This is more of his opinion of the first movie than the second.
Yeah, I'm trying to get away from the second one.
Well, the second
it's
one's
right.
apparently the worst horror movie ever made.
It's
so.
Definitely it
no
is
way.
Not.
No way.
It is definitely
I've
not.
I've seen a lot
That's
of shitty
not
horror
what Google
films.
Says.
It's probably reviewed by the guy that had this fly down the whole time. He's like, I fucking hate that movie. They just make fun of me the whole time.
I Googled werewolf movies, and there's these one. They're called The Howling. Don't ask me why I did it on Easter. Long story short, there's a Howling 6, I think it is. If you get on IMDb, it's rated at like 1.2.
The Howling 6.
Is
that the one
six.
That's in Australia?
I have no idea. I've never seen any of them. I was just kind of checking out.
What do you think of the Critter series? I can't remember now. They're both two series that just kind of really, the license for them is pretty cheap. It's like, yeah, you want, sure. What do you got? $50, done. Take it. Make your movie.
I thought for sure you'd think I gave that to you. Because as soon as you read it, you're like, The Fly 2?
Well, that I did. That's what I, but I was between, and Brady kind of got me too, because I told him I was watching it, and he was like, dude, so what do you think? And we kind of got in detail. I was like, man, what if he did fucking give it to me? I was like, I got to pick it.
Okay, so here's the real thing. You gave me Carrie 2013. You knew I didn't see the original one.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
What?
Wait, but now you're in the unique situation where, like, Jenna was. What was it? What movie were we watching where she had seen the
Friday the or Nightmare on Elm Street?
Oh yeah,
Nightmare on Elm Street.
She watched a newer one and she liked that one better than the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Jenna hates old movies.
Well, actually, bitch, the reason I gave it to you, bitch, is because unlike Jenna, you bitch,
who is not,
I actually
bitch.
Seen the 2013 one and not the original.
No, I really was so Jenna was the only one that really legit guessed it right then.
Yeah, she was the only one that actually got it. Because I actually picked that because you wouldn't pick
I
me.
I knew you picked his.
Don't applaud her.
Oh.
Take it back.
Can you edit that out?
Reverse applaud. Just kidding, Jenna. Good job.
Oh, so what do I win?
Nothing. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we really should fix that.
Yeah, our listeners are like, what's the point of this game? They don't win nothing. All they do is talk shit on Jenna.
Yeah, they all make each other watch horrible movies.
So in reality, the listeners win.
Yeah, actually, they probably feel bad for Jenna, though.
I don't
Which
think
you should.
Yeah.
Just kidding, Jenna. We love
the
you.
The Jenna support group.
Not really. But we do.
Hi, everyone. Kinda. My name's Jenna. Yeah.
And everyone hates me.
Shut up, Jenna!
I thought they picked the movie Don't Breathe because they don't want me to breathe anymore.
Breathe wasn't any good. Nobody sang through the whole fucking movie.
Ah, shit.
Oh, fuck.
All right, so now it's time to get into the spoiler section of the podcast. This week we watched the 2004 film directed by James Wan called Saw.
Someone there? I can hear you. Who is that? Who's in there?
Friend Jigsaw likes to book himself front row seats to his own sick games.
He doesn't want us to cut through our chains. He wants us to cut through our feet.
Most people are so ungrateful to be alive. Not anymore.
You are a drug addict.
So, Shane, this was your movie. So, give us a little rundown on your reasoning.
So the main reasoning is because it is definitely my favorite. I don't know. Between that and Nightmare on Elm Street, it's probably my favorite franchise, especially like after rewatching it, you know, for the podcast. Yeah, I love it so much. But I think it's like, it's not the first horror movie I've ever seen, but it's the first horror movie I've seen that had like the kind of ending I like. Which is, like, not a happy ending.
Fucking brutal.
Fucking brutal. That's what I like. And then that's whenever I was like, whoa, I really like this stuff. And I don't know. I know everybody, you know.
That's when you realize you started getting a boner, and then you started, like, turning into a serial killer and killing everyone, just like Jeffrey Dahmer did.
Yes. This is...
We all love Dahmer.
Oh, yeah.
No. It's a good movie, though.
But, yeah, that was the main reason, is just because it's, like, for me, I don't know, a lot of nostalgia, and it's still just fucking, I know, people talk a lot of shit on them, but I love every single one of them, all eight.
Yeah. Saw this one in theater.
Really?
When nice. It came out.
Nice. I did not.
I wasn't born yet. No, I'm just kidding.
Just a wee baby. Just, yeah. What year was this? 2003?
2004. Four. Yep. I like the first one. After watching more of them, though, it's one of the few series that I feel like, well, I guess they're not series, one of the few franchises, whatever, that I actually like the sequels better, though.
Really?
Yeah, like, they started getting into more of, like, I really like the traps. Like, I think that's cool. And really, in the first one, you really don't see that many traps. There's only, like...
No, they're kind of more like just flashbacks and right. Not real major parts of the film.
Right, and then, like, throughout the rest of them, like, that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they touched on the traps, and then this was just, like, the mind fuck of who's telling right. The truth, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Pitting two people against each other.
And the rest of them are more of, like, the idea behind it all. You know, Jigsaw's idea for the reason why he's doing everything.
Right.
I just think all the other ones, compared to the ending of the first one, though, like, the ending on the first one is still my favorite ending.
I agree with that. They don't compare ending straight up. Yeah, because at the end of that first one, the first time you watch it, you're like, whoa.
What's he say? He's like, you lose! And he slams the door or some shit.
Yeah. Game over.
Game over!
Game over.
Or just the fact he was there the whole time.
Yeah, it just, like, heavily sedated or whatever he the fuck was on.
Yeah, like, I don't know how long it's, like, been for everyone since they watched it, but... Like, I remember whenever I watched that scene, it stuck with me so much. Like, it was one of the most mind-blowing fucking moments ever. Like, how is that guy getting up right now? And then I was like, holy fuck.
What?
Yeah. These movies always... Can we just kind of throw it out there right now that we may possibly spoil more than the first one?
Because we can just spoil them all.
I was going to say, it's going to be really hard to just talk about the first one. This is one of those movies that, like, we're going to probably bring something up and be like, oh, fuck, that was in Saw, like, 19, right? You know, so...
Whoever is listening to this is not going to care because right. It's going to be like, this is it. Like, no, nobody watched all eight.
Yeah, either they or they haven't watched any of them.
Or they watched like the first, like, oh, I stopped at number five because it's fucking torture porn. I can't stand it anymore.
See, I didn't see the newest one, though.
You didn't see Jigsaw?
No.
We don't have to spoil that one.
I haven't seen, I think, three and on.
How many did you watch?
One.
You seriously have only ever seen Saw 1?
No, I've seen Saw 1 and 2.
Oh, okay.
Saw 2 is the one with Marky Mark's brother, right?
Yeah, Donnie.
Okay, Donnie.
Did anybody else keep watching? So I knew I had my Secret Saint movie to watch, but it's been so long since I've seen any of the Saw movies, I forget a lot. So I just started, as soon as I finished Saw 1, I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop. And then I watched Saw 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. That's nice. What I like to hear.
That's what I wanted to do. Didn't pan out.
Yeah, I didn't have time this week because I wanted to rewatch them all also. But I'm the same way. Like, I've seen them all, but it's been so long that I get them mixed up because there's so many of them, and I don't want to say they're a lot of the same, but, yeah, you know what I mean?
Don't say it.
A lot of kind of the same stuff happens, so it's hard for me to...
Don't worry about spoiling this shit for me because, I mean, it's my own fucking fault. These movies have been out for a while.
They have been out for a while. My favorite one is, I believe it's 6 or something like that, but we'll get into that later if we want. But yeah, Saw 1... Awesome ending, you know. Dr. Gordon, shitty actor. He's not good.
Oh, well, here's the thing. He was shitty in this movie for whatever fucking reason. It's just not his thing. But like Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and like
Princess
Bride, like that was his shit. Like that was him.
Yeah.
But his like him being upset, like the fucking terrible makeup around his eyes, like I've been crying. You could see how red my eyes
terrible.
Are.
Terrible.
It was bad.
Did you guys know though that the I believe his name's Adam, not Dr. Gordon, but the other guy. I think it's Adam. He's played by Lehi Whannell, I think is how you pronounce it. But he's him and James Wan wrote this. Like he's actually.
Oh, he's one of the writers.
Oh shit! I didn't know. I know James Wan.
Yep, him and James Wan wrote it.
Oh my
And James
God.
Wan directed it, and then that guy played Adam.
How much did they make?
Money?
Yeah.
A fucking shit ton.
Isn't it like I don't know if it still is, but it used to be
it's
the most
one of the
profitable
one of the biggest
horror
ones,
movie ever.
Yeah, one of the biggest ones. Yeah, which obviously set James Wan to sheer success. I mean, he's done everything and anything since then. I mean, he just directed fucking, the hell was the superhero movie? Aquaman.
You know what I mean? I actually loved Aquaman.
Yeah, he's doing shit like that even now, so.
I didn't watch the
Insidious movie. Oh, I don't even think he did all of them, but he started the Insidious franchise. He started the Conjuring series. He started, you know what I mean?
I didn't know all that. That's cool.
Really? Yeah, he's done insane stuff.
I think I like him. All the movies you said, they're some of my favorite, even the Aquaman.
I'm probably missing a couple really big ones that he's done, but those are just the big ones offhand that I can
Princess Bride?
Think of. Yeah, I think I did forget that one.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights?
But no, he's pretty obviously talented guy. These movies always kind of got to me, though, because, you know, like, growing up kind of with these movies, like, these are ones that kind of, like, I will say got to me when I was younger. Like, I would fucking be in my shower and be like, okay, when's that little pig mask going to come in here and attack me and steal me? And, you know, I'll wake up with my, you know, dick in some kind of saw trap with my, you know, arm in this fucking, you know.
Anything. You wouldn't be a little bit excited?
If I woke up and I was like, oh, my God, I think this is Jigsaw.
This is finally my moment.
Yeah. But,
I mean, joke's on him. He fucking slings that curtain back. I'm already beaten up. I'm like, I'll just come after him. Squeal like a pig.
But, these ones got to me, though. Like, I was all, these ones kind of made me a little, you know, afraid growing up. But, it also made me think, too, that, like, you know, I'm a pretty twisted motherfucker. Like, I have a lot of, you know, things ramble on upstairs. But, somebody came up with all of these traps, you know? it's like, you know, it just kind of makes you think a little bit, like, somebody was very creative. Well, especially further on out through the rest of the series, you know?
Or, was it James Wan? I keep saying series,
franchise.
Was it James Wan, the one that came up with the idea? One of them had some kind of medical issue, and they in their head, they're like, man, what if I had cancer, and I didn't have nothing else? Like, you know, I knew I was going to die. What would I do? And, like, that's where they got the idea.
Bunch of people up.
Yeah, and that's where he got the idea from. So I don't know if he's the one that, like, came up with all the traps. If so, then...
Who directed the Escape Room movie that just came out?
I don't know. I've heard a lot of good things about it, though.
Did anybody watch it?
No.
No. Well, that's the end of that story, then.
That was quick.
But the movie poster, the girl's face is broken up by a bunch of jigsaw puzzle pieces, so I didn't know if that was they were some sort of tie-in or something, ooh, maybe.
I do think, I believe his name's Tobin Bell, the guy who plays Jigsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent character. Excellent actor for that character. I mean, he's that guy. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. he did that bitch and soul patch on the first one.
Yeah, he did great. It was kind of cool seeing him, like, in the first one, you know, because throughout the rest of them, like we said, we're going to spoil this, but he's just a cancer-ridden fucking basically. Yeah. So this one, he's kind of, like, running around and shit, you know, like, doing cool stuff. And
it's kind of crazy, and if you just want me to say it, just to get it out of the way, he doesn't make it through the whole franchise.
I was pulling for him.
He does die at a certain point.
Yeah.
so just to get that out of the way.
And a number three.
Okay. You said you're on number two, Brady?
Well, shit.
Well, you kind of know at the end of number two he's not going to make it.
I don't remember.
Oh.
But that's I can say it. Fuck me. I haven't watched him. I had every opportunity to.
Damn it.
So,
hey, we said it was spoilers, sorry.
Yeah, I know. I just felt bad.
Well, speaking
I just won't listen to this episode yet. If I drink enough alcohol tonight,
that could
work.
We'll let you know what minute it's on, and you just skip through that part.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anything I can do to help.
Well.
I think we should go around. What did you think of it?
Jenna.
Can I ask my question first, though, before I forget?
No.
Save it to the end. All questions
here. All right, go ahead.
You know I can't remember things. Go ahead. Okay. So, I just want to confirm, because I'm so confused. So, the pig mask, it doesn't make an appearance till... Oh, it does make an appearance in the first one, too, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Sure does.
Did you watch it, Jenna?
I did.
Jenna?
I did.
God damn it.
I did.
Slowly but
once.
Surely, she's going to work her way into, like, never watching or picking any outfit. She's just going to show up and just wing it.
Episode 50, she's like, fuck you guys, I've watched 3 movies this whole time.
Yeah, she'll confess. But, okay. Pig mask was there.
But so who is behind the pig mask? Because in the second one, I thought it was the girl that won the game. But then when I think about her or it being in the first one, because that can't be him. He can't move like that. He's sick.
Yeah, he can.
Oh, okay.
Drugs.
That's the end of that.
Drugs.
I actually really don't know. Do you think it's him? Did he have it? Did I miss a big part where he has, like, a serious accomplice in the first one?
Well, not. I mean, you're probably getting, I guess, pretty deep into the other franchises, but it is, he's the idea behind the pig mask, because there's a reason he picks a pig. Like, it's not just, there's nothing behind it, but I'm assuming it was supposed to be him.
But yes, Amanda, the girl you're talking about, is a very big part in, you know, most of the rest of them.
Well, in the first one, it could be Zep. I mean, I don't think there's any reason it couldn't have been Zep.
Yeah. Boy, he looks like a creepy-looking fuck, too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Does he play in something else? Because he looks so
I don't
familiar.
Know. It's got to be a pedophilia movie if he does, because, God, he just creeps me out.
Doesn't he play in something where he gets his face bashed in from the back of a toilet?
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Do you remember?
I remember. Oh, so what we think about the movie.
Yeah.
All right, so I will say I love the Saw movies for the fact that I like watching gore, but it messes with me. So the Saw movies are the one thing where at parts I'm really like, and I look away a little bit. It actually does that for me. And I love the game, like trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And the whole time being on the edge of your seat wondering.
I think that's a big reason I like them too. The first one it's gory, but it's not like.
Yeah, it's not too bad. A lot
compared to the other ones.
I don't know. When he saws his foot off, I'm looking away.
They didn't show it coming off.
Yeah.
If they show it coming off, hanging by a little piece of fucking skin, then he has to like just tear it with the his hand. Oh, that would have been. Would have got a huge boner that time. Yeah.
So apparently this didn't do
it for
you. I
got a little chub just thinking about it right now.
So what did you think of it, Bray, actually? Like, you said you didn't watch any of the rest of them. Well, number two.
So I loved it when it first came out. Well, enough time went by. I watched it the other day, and this fucker still holds up 100%.
Nice.
I watched it. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, this is good. Oh, I remember this part. Oh, this part's awesome. I was just like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. This isn't a movie I could fucking watch again, you know. I couldn't watch it more than one time a year and have a blast with it, but...
You're right, yeah.
There was still a little bit amount of mystery there for me because I could not remember. Forget. Right.
Yeah, I was in the same
boat. I knew the whole time the dude on the ground was alive. I remember that. So, I mean, that wasn't a big surprise, but, like, the whole thing with the one dude being the photographer, I didn't remember any of that shit, and I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's the one who took the pictures. Well, that's right. And I was like...
You did a lot of, oh, I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, bitch, what'd you think about it?
You know, I'm just going to get this out there. I'm just waiting for whatever episode it finally happens that I fucking snap and just beat the living fuck out of you or murder you on the air.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, man. You don't think?
I can't wait either.
I have video proof that although you are like 2 feet taller than Shane, he is still the one that like pounces and tackles you. So.
Hey, don't worry.
He's been taking Krav Maga.
Yeah. Don't make me get my jiu-jitsu skills out.
Everyone can't see this right now, but I'm eyeing him up right now.
I barely can even say the word jiu-jitsu. let alone perform the act.
I think that's a breed of a dog.
We all know you're vitamin D deficient. You ain't doing shit. Yeah,
we all know I'm dying of leukemia. So anyways.
Somebody get that boy some milk.
You can be the next Jigsaw.
Yeah, fuck it. That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah,
I guess I am fucked.
Get
never
the
mind.
Fuck out, motherfuckers. If I do come down with something. Anyways, this movie, it's a nostalgia thing. You know what I mean? This kind of like you said, like this is. You know, I was a late bloomer getting into movies like this. So this was right around the time where I really started getting into horror movies and stuff. So it kind of has a these movies have a soft spot in my heart just because it just brings me back to that cool place and time when I first started getting into this shit. But there's a lot of cool scenes. Yeah, a lot of people talk a lot of shit on these movies just because the whole torture porn
fuck
thing.
Them.
But
yeah.
Yeah. Right. Fuck them.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Oh, it's a form of horror called torture porn. You know, like
Hostel.
Yeah. Basically, it's people just getting tortured and people get off, quote unquote, get off to just people seeing people suffer. You know what I mean? Which it's not a type of movie that I'm gonna watch every day, but. I think they're cool.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, and I love it.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, if you think about it, the pain isn't as long, maybe. Okay, not really.
Shane, you're the research guy. Oh, you're the one that kind of pulls the real life into...
Into the fakeness.
The magic movie world.
Yes, I kind of fucked myself in the face on this one a little
bit. I thought you might have.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
It's a rough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you're lucky that I did some research.
Ooh, I did do some, but bring it on.
I didn't do any.
I got all excited. Like, oh, yes.
So well, what serial killer is the most like Jigsaw?
Yeah, actually, that's what I researched.
Oh,
so
okay.
Just so everyone's aware, obviously, Jigsaw is not based on anybody or anything. This, this fucking awesome dude thought of everything by himself. So he's like, there's none of that to go by. So what I looked up is people who kind of resemble this, which there is multiple murders I looked up. One, so I came up with like a couple different unique murders, I guess. So there is a guy, I believe he was from Canada, named Stephen Marshall, and they actually did call him the Jigsaw Man.
Hmm.
And from what I read, he's like, nobody is anything compared to like the actual Jigsaw murder, but this guy, the reason they call him that is because I'm assuming what he is just some fucking jack-off douchebag bodybuilder who couldn't pay his rent, so he killed his landlord.
Wait, is this Chris Benoit?
Close. Are you making He's a Canadian version of Chris Benoit.
Well, Chris Benoit was Canadian.
Oh, was he really?
No, all he did was tackle grown men and kill his family.
Right. He sure did.
I'm pretty sure he's Canadian. Our Canadian listeners will correct us.
Oh, shit. No, his name was Stephen Marshall, and I forget the... Oh, Jeffrey Howe. Jeffrey Howe is the name of the guy that he killed, but, I mean, he hacked this dude up into, like, a million fucking pieces and buried him in all kinds of different areas, so... He was known as the Jigsaw Man, but he had nothing to do with the case.
Jigsaw being like his weapon of choice to dismantle the body, or like you got to piece this guy's body?
You got
body.
A lot of pieces of the puzzle to find there, Popo officers. But yeah, so there was another guy.
They're Mounties up there.
Oh yeah, Mounties. Yeah, my bad. Matthew Tingling was the other guy that I found. And the reason I'm
Tingling?
Yeah, Tingling, I know. How would you like to be murdered by a guy named Matt Tingling?
I would be so fucking pissed off. Oh, really?
No, really? You fucking nerd! Don't touch me!
Yeah.
But anyway, he watched... I actually don't know which movie it was, but he watched one of them, and he was like a fucking crack addict, and he found some guy, and he wanted his money for cocaine or crack or whatever, and for $240, he fucking stabbed this guy in the spine. And the reason he did it is because he just watched a Saw movie. He watched... Do any of you guys recall? He was inspired by it. He killed that guy for this reason, though, because he watched the movie. And I don't know which movie it is. I couldn't find it, actually, of, like, why somebody getting stabbed in their spine. Do any of you guys remember?
Can't come up with nothing off.
Negative.
Band.
All right. Well, the big one that
Fuck you, Shane. Why did you say that? I've got the scene in my mind.
Oh, well, then it's either one or two. That's good.
Oh, it's from that movie? Oh, this happens in... Wait, one of two of what?
Well, you said you've only seen Saw 1 or 2, right?
Yeah, so but if somebody got stabbed in the spine in 1 or 2, then it must have been 2, yeah. Sweet. Okay, that must have happened in other horror films too, then.
No, I guess that's what he was inspired by. But the main one that I was looking up was, does anybody know who Brian Wells is?
No, I don't think I've heard of them.
All right.
School us.
Dude, there is, I'm just going to tell you right now, Netflix, I hope it still has it, has this documentary called Evil Genius.
Oh, wait, yes.
Oh, yeah. So, have you seen it?
I actually remember hearing this about this on the news.
Yeah, you guys probably will too once I bring it up. It's this fucking dude. He was a pizza delivery man. They strap a bomb, like a collar bomb on him.
Oh, yeah.
And they make him go rob a bank. And you have to watch the documentary.
Yeah, no, the documentary is fucking awesome.
It's honestly probably the best documentary I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like only maybe 6 episodes or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's really fucking good.
Me and my wife-to-be, we talked about it for a long time. It was like a big subject for us. But I think that's like the most like Saw Trap inspired thing I could think of. If you kind of get.
No, yeah, that's pretty close. Yeah, because I mean they bolted that fucker right to him.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt. Hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's honestly, I still to this day, I guess you don't really know 100% the true story, but basically how the documentary states is like there's 3 people involved with this. You honestly don't know if Brian Wells is involved. He either is completely innocent or somewhat involved. Obviously, it's not the end he wanted. You know,
yeah.
Being blown to fuck. But yeah, there's 2 people that strapped the bomb to him, told him to rob the bank, and then things went a little haywire for him. That's basically like the best thing I could find, though, that like, you know, would reference this movie.
Yeah. I mean, the only other thing I could think of to kind of semi-relate to it is like... you know, leaving signs like Jigsaw left, obviously, he carved a piece of everybody, you know, a Jigsaw piece off of their body. And
I think like the Zodiac Killer or something?
Yeah, like that. And, you know, like Richard Ramirez, he was famous for like putting pentagrams and shit, you know, around.
I'm actually not familiar with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a fucking interesting chap, him.
Enlighten us.
Yeah, they called him the Night Stalker. He really, you know, a lot of serial killers do it for like sexual pleasure and you know, reasons of that nature. He really was just fucked up. Like, he did a lot of drugs. He had a horrible past. Like, his fucking cousin, like, was in Vietnam and shit, and, like, came back home and showed Richard all these fucking pictures and shit of all these dead people and stuff over there, and ended up his cousin actually shot his wife in the face. And
God damn.
Yeah. So, Richard didn't have a real great childhood.
That's one way to make a woman shut up, you know what I'm saying?
that's not funny.
No, I just had to... Yeah, it's not funny. We support... No, I don't know.
Anyways, just give it up. Go ahead.
So I say that's going to go one of two ways. No. What do you support, Ryan?
Yeah, we'll just let that in the air. But no, he was just a crazy motherfucker. He, no remorse. Like, he was basically a Satanist, and he wasn't like, you know what I mean? Nowadays, most Satan, like, people call themselves Satanist. They're basically atheists. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just more fun to say you're a Satanist, and joke around about worshiping the devil rather than just being like, oh, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in anything. You know, it's funnier to say you're a Satanist. Well, he actually, like, thought that, like, he was told by Satan to, like, just fucking do all this shit. He would just break into all these people's homes and shit and just fucking kill them. There's, like, no remorse, man. No really plan, nothing. He just did it.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
He's a cool one. You need to look him up, though. He's a cool dude. Well, I mean, like, cool story, anyways.
Cool story, bro.
A-OK yeah. In my book.
Yeah. But, like I said, he would do, he would put, like, pentagrams and shit, you know, around. And actually, one thing he was famous for, he would say, say you love Satan. Like, he would say that before he would kill them and stuff like that. He would, like, confess your love to Satan, or he would say you love Satan, like, stuff like that.
What the hell's that off? That's off of something.
It's a podcast.
Is it?
Yeah, say you love, yeah, that's a podcast.
Yeah.
But he would say that, and, he had another famous quote that he was famous for that I can't think of right now. It was something that had bitch in it anyways. He would always say something with bitch.
Oh, but, Shane, it's you.
So I didn't originate? Oh.
No, but yeah. And then, you know, you could go to like the Manson family. Like they always would write Helter Skelter and shit like that. And, you know, all kinds of cool stuff like that. Which actually they misspelled it the first time they wrote it out on the wall.
Yeah.
Helter Skelter.
Helter Skelter.
But I'm just trying to think of, like, you know, showing signs that, like, trying to tell them that, like, or you could go to BTK. He used to write, he would write letters, to, you know, to the police and stuff like that. Or he would write to the police. I think he wrote them to, like, the newspaper or the TV, Cake, I think it was. He would write, it was K-A-K-E, the TV series.
He was kind of a cunt about it, though.
He was a vagina man. he was not a cool serial killer.
He sent a list of the like to the cops of names that he would like to be called.
That he wanted to be nicknames. Yeah. Yeah.
Call me the cool guy, stabby dude.
Yeah, Stabby McStabberson. Yeah, he was lame as fuck. But anyways, he you know what I mean. It kind of just goes to show, I guess, like a lot of serial killers just do it for the like they want to be known that this is, you know, hey, this is me. I did this, you know. Yeah. So
I hate those ones.
Obviously, Jigsaw is way cooler. It's way cooler to cut a fucking piece out of somebody and just yeah.
So. It's a way to immortalize themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Getting back into that, you know something we didn't ask. And Brady has kind of hurt you a little bit, but you've seen two of them. You could still do it.
I know what you're gonna ask.
Favorite saw traps.
Favorite
traps.
I got a couple.
No, I definitely got mine because it's the one that
I know what one yours is. But yeah. I got two of them that I want to talk about. You want me to go, Jenna?
Well, okay. So I wouldn't say this is my favorite, but I just want to once again say it before I forget. But in the second Saw movie, and you guys all watched The Walking Dead, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, of course, the first time I watched the second Saw movie, I never knew of The Walking Dead. It wasn't a thing yet. Well, now I rewatched, I'm like, hey, look, it's Lucille. Look, she made an appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Refresh my memory. Yeah. Refresh my memory.
One of the weapons in the room, is it there as soon as they're in there? I can't recall. Yeah. But one of the weapons that ends up killing one of the people from somebody else using it, but it's a bat with nails in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm okay. Oh, look, it's Lucille.
Yeah.
She's got barbed wire.
I'm sorry, Brady.
Yeah, that's kind of disgraceful,
it's,
too.
It's the boy version. It's Drew Seal.
It's Drew Seal.
Yeah, he's got male parts. They stick out.
Mine, the two that I don't even remember. I remember the one dude having a fucking dig a key out from another behind another guy's eye or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the beginning of the second one.
Yeah. That was cool.
Did you just watch the second one again?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's like another reason I picked Saw. Like, I haven't seen Saw for like... I haven't seen Saw for like...
I see what you did there.
5 years, something like that. So I had like a lot of, you know, remembering to do. That's why I had to ask you to refresh my memory. Because it's been a while since I've seen... definitely 2, 3, 4, and 5. So the key one, that's your favorite?
Yep. Key one.
Bitch.
Um,
whatever that was.
It was actually he had to get the key out from behind his own eye.
Oh, from his own? Oh, fuck it. That's even more metal.
That is pretty metal.
Doubling down on that one then.
And he tried to do it and he just couldn't.
Yeah, I remember he didn't get it.
What a bitch. I could have done it.
He didn't make it.
Watch, I'll do it now.
My favorite, I can't remember if I seen it on Pornhub or if it was on Saw. I'm not sure. But I think it was on Saw. But no, it was, I like I believe that's what I'm trying to think. My favorite one is the one with the insurance agent where he's like an insurance, what do you call
adjuster?
It? Yeah. Like he determines whether or not you get insurance or
claims adjuster. They're real cool people.
Yeah. It's heartless, like, heartless bastards. Very, but anyways.
Very thankless job, like a meter maid, you know?
Yeah. But he goes to go through a shit ton of tests, but there's a shotgun merry-go-round.
Ooh.
That one was cool. I like that one a lot. Like, you know, he basically, yeah, that one's one of my favorites. And I really like the one, it's at the very beginning of, I don't even remember which one. Like I said, a lot of times they just become a big blur to me. But the one where the guy's in a water tank. And he
stabs his trachea.
He fucking stabs his trachea mm-hmm. with a straw, and he actually survives.
Wasn't that fucking? Was that? That was gonna be Donnie? Mine.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well, you had your turn. I know. What was it? What'd you say?
If that wasn't Donnie Wahlberg, is he not the one that did that?
I think so. Yeah, I think that was. Yeah.
Was that the third one? Because he wasn't he still alive by the end of the second movie?
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe that.
No, he was still alive after this one. Maybe not.
He wasn't.
He survived that part.
But I thought that was pretty cool.
Everybody dies in these movies.
That part kind of got to me a little bit. Like when he did that, I was just like,
ooh. Really got to me. Really, really hit home.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I stabbed my own trachea and I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
I don't know. I looked at it and I was like, can that really happen? Because he fucking.
I think it could happen.
You think you can stab yourself with an empty pen and breathe out of your neck?
You ever seen Anaconda, motherfucker?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
Like you have? With fucking, with the, oh, God, what's his name?
The snake?
Ice Cube?
Sure.
Sure.
You mean the song, right?
No, it's not Ice Cube. Yeah. What the hell's his name?
Ice-T?
No, was it? I thought it was LL Cool J.
What about Ice Baby?
Who the fuck was it?
LL Cool J?
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened in Anaconda that I missed?
So
who
it's an
stabbed themselves in the trachea with a pen?
So somebody put a big fucking jungle hornet in somebody's breather apparatus, and when they put it in their mouth, it climbed down their throat and stung them, and their throat swelled up, and then they had to do the emergency trachea with a pen.
Oh.
So whatever movie was popular 1990s African-American rapper, that was what movie you're talking about.
Well, really, any of those guys could have, that time era, could have been in the movie.
Yeah.
I have my cell phone. I'm fucking looking it up. I want to know.
Do it.
But so anyways, your movie, what's your favorite trap? This is important.
Definitely. Okay, my favorite. I hate it, but it's my favorite because it's the most cringiest shit. I fucking hate when people crack their necks or anything like that in The Crank, which is it's in the third one. And it's this dude that has his arms, his legs, and his head in this machine that rotates them until his bones fucking break.
That was a real fucking torture machine, wasn't it?
I know there was one they called... I can't think of it, but they,
the rack.
Is that it?
That's one where they stretch you out.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but that one, I'm kind of glad that you, Ice Cube. I was right the first time. God damn it.
Now you just sounded racist for the rest of it.
I knew it was one of the two. What? I love them both. But I'm glad you brought up the shotgun merry-go-round, because that one actually was the one that kind of, like, I don't know, gives you, like, a vulnerable feeling. Because, like, there's how many people are on the merry-go-round? Like, four?
Yeah,
and only, like, one of them can live? Mm-hmm. And it's just a very, like, oh, God. Like, you just know they're fucked.
Yeah. What did you guys think? Did any of you watch the new Jigsaw? I know you said you didn't, but you say it. You seen it.
I seen it.
Fuck me again. I'll just sit over here. That's all right.
I thought it was pretty good, though.
I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people talk shit on it, but I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's just, like, it's the same people that just are like, oh, it's the same thing over again. Yeah, well, I fucking liked it.
It's the same with any kind of...
Why the fuck didn't we do research on just medieval fucking torture devices?
Oh, I actually have some experience with
this.
Boom! Okay, so experience. It's not as great and educated as you'd like. But so I travel to the Renaissance Fair every year with my family. And my favorite thing there ever since I was like 12 was the torture chamber. And in there they
That's
actually
why we
have...
like you, Jenna. We hate you, but we like you.
So you walk through and they have a bunch of examples of all the different devices that you set up. So one of my favorite ones in there is actually, it's this giant wheel, and when you turn it, they go across like a whole bed of nails.
Ooh.
And then I did see the one where they stretch you out until you die, too.
Is that the rack?
That's the rack. They also had it was called the wheel, which was, I believe they just fucking tied you that fucker.
Just spun you.
Yeah.
Like a chuck-a-luck.
Oh, I can't remember. Like a chuck-a-luck.
Deuce and two fives.
Deuce and two fives.
Damn it, I lost a quarter, Shane.
Good old days. Yeah.
Anyways, the wheel. What else? They have an Iron Maiden there?
They did. And they also have... I'm trying to remember what it was like exactly, because it has been a while since I've gone through it. But there was some type of a chair with nails to it, and the chair setup almost reminded me of the one that you mentioned as your favorite scene. Although it didn't do the same thing, it was kind of built similar.
Hmm.
And then you said you seen the... remember we talked about witches? You seen a pressing? The pressing, whenever they just set, like, stones on someone until they died? Is that where you said you seen it? The Renaissance Fair?
Yeah, they also had, like, when you walk through this place, you guys would like it. I mean, I was younger, so it probably looked cooler then.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of styrofoam, like, spray painted. Yeah,
probably. But even when you walk through it, all above you, if you look up, it's a bunch of, like, mannequins hanging, too.
That's pretty cool.
So it's just kind of a cool vibe.
Like, hanging on
nooses?
For,
like, a 12-year-old.
Yeah, like, really?
Not gonna lie, I fucked up, Brady. That was a good idea. I wish I would have looked that up.
Well, I didn't think of it until just now either, so, you know.
Kind of want to just boycott this whole rest of this episode and just start over.
It is crazy if you think about it. So Jigsaw justifies himself as he's trying, like, he doesn't actually kill anyone, and the people did the same thing back then, really. That's all for mean of justice, so.
That's actually something else I was going to get into.
I think a lot of people, really anybody who's fucking crazy and kills people, kind of, in their heads, they're like, I'm doing the right fucking thing here.
All
right,
in your heads, though, the people he was killing, some of them, what do you guys think? Like, could you see it for some of them? Like, he was fucking brutal. He goes that extra step.
So, here's a little bit of a I don't know, you want to call it a plot hole, but so his whole fucking, what would you call it? His fucking code of ethics, or what would you call that? Like,
morals?
There's like a name for it. Like, fuck me again. I always do this shit.
You are pretty good at it.
His whole fucking manifesto is like, he finds these people who need to see the light, and then he does this, and it's supposed to be like, in his mind, I'm really giving these people an opportunity to appreciate their life, you know, through fucked up means. What about the asshole he had strapped in that fucking chair whose only purpose was for him to test out his fucking machine? There was no test for him.
I totally agree with that. The drill?
Yeah.
Yeah. How, like, it's up to somebody else to save you.
Like, right.
Yeah.
That guy didn't have a fucking choice. He's just like, hey.
He was just kind of a dummy.
Yeah. He's like, this guy must have really not mattered at all.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, I actually agree with that, because that's one of the reasons that I really like the idea of this movie. And then, like, later on, if you keep going with the franchise, which kind of sucks, because other people kind of take his role and they manipulate it. So, like,
yeah, fuck it up. It's not as cool.
Yeah. His idea is cool, because his idea almost makes you think, like, fuck, man, these people, like, he's, like, actually doing something. With some people kind of deserve this shit.
Well, yeah. That's like the whole, like, fucking Thanos thing. Like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Through a certain set of eyes. Yeah. Spoiler alert on that fucking movie, yeah. I guess. But
it kind of gets to you a little bit, because you kind of, obviously, as a human being, you kind of are like, okay, this guy's fucked up, you know what I mean? This isn't right. But then, like, the insurance adjuster one was really the one that made me think about it. I'm like, you know, the only difference is, you know, that guy, you know, obviously we know, living in America, if you don't have insurance, you're kind of fucked, you know.
And it's his job to, like, not care if you die.
Right. Like, you know, if you don't get insurance, I mean, now Obamacare saved everything. But before that, you know, you basically either had insurance or you didn't, and you either paid an extreme amount of money, you know, for the rest of your life.
Or you died.
Or you fucking died.
Or you die.
So all Jigsaw was doing was like, okay, well, here, buddy, you know, I'm just going to show you in a little bit graphic, in a more graphic way, what you're doing. And it kind of makes you think, like, goddamn, he kind of got a little bit of a point here.
And that's what I love so much. But then at the same time, like Brady said, the fucking shotgun merry-go-round, well, there's three people that are dying no matter what. They didn't have a fucking shot in hell.
I'm not saying that all of them were, made to teach a lesson.
Yeah. Like Jigsaw's like, I'm gonna make this guy learn his lesson, but fuck these poor people.
Yeah, we're just gonna assume that they were like, you know, child rapists and stuff like that. We're just gonna hope, because that's the only thing that can justify them just being innocently murdered.
Even though one was the goddamn receptionist who just took phone calls all day.
Right. Yeah. Hey, maybe she hung up on someone, okay?
I just imagine him just like fucking...
That makes her deserve it.
He's at the fucking grocery store. He's fucking sitting in the getting ready to jump in line at Walmart to buy his fucking Depends because he's dying. And like... And like some asshole cuts him in line. He just fucking peers in like, yes, you're going on the fucking merry-go-round.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Maybe that's all it took.
Next thing you know, he's got a fucking...
Somebody didn't hold the door for him.
Adult diaper covered in chloroform covering his face.
Yeah.
So next time you decide to fucking cut in line...
Yeah, hold the door for that poor, crippled, cancer-infected old man. Hold the door for him.
Yeah, hold the fucking door.
It's pretty certain you never know. You might just wake up in a fucking... with a... Yeah.
With any one of these contraptions.
Yeah. Right, thank you.
Did any of you guys ever think of... I mean, because nobody's
killing
perfect.
Somebody?
Okay, yes, all right, I mean, we're going there. But what your jigsaw trap would be?
Oh, man, we have to say this out loud now? I know that stuff you kept in your head.
I can't give this away.
No, not what you do to others, but so, I mean, watching this, God. It makes me think, man, you know, like, something as little as, like, let's say your profession would make you release toxic gases into the air or anything like that.
I work with a lot of dangerous acids.
Yeah, so, like, what if your death trap was something about, like, breathing in the gas, almost like the second one?
Ooh, that would really, really, really not be good.
That's good.
You're talking, like, what would I be in? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, but I mean, these horrible people that he's doing this because they're horrible, like, really, you could pick anybody in the world and... give them a trap off of one thing. Even if it was, you know, skipping line. I don't know.
Yes.
I know you guys didn't watch the last one, but do you remember the girl that's obsessed with Jigsaw and all the traps and shit? That's Jenna.
Yeah, which is, I guess, like, we're just going to go ahead and say a spoiler. Like, she's cool, though.
But she's obsessed with Jigsaw. And she just has all, like, his schematics and everything, these walls and shit. That's you.
Yeah. She isn't actually, like...
No, you she's know. Cool. She's like Jenna. She's cool, but she's psycho.
People listening to this are going to get the wrong image of me.
No, they're going to get the right image. They don't know.
Jenna, it's kind of your fault. You're like, so do you guys ever actually think about how you might kill people?
Did you guys ever think about how you would be in the trap?
I mean, not how you would do the trap. I mean, like, very planned out and everything, but how you would have it done.
You're fantasized about your own death. Yeah. All right, listen, okay, I never thought about that.
No, I do.
Okay, thank you. I was a little worried because, like, I thought about this a lot. And yeah, I'm like, see, oh,
no,
shit.
Don't worry. You're not alone.
Now the listeners know.
I've never thought of a shower.
Sorry, Brady. That's just like what goes in your head.
Fuck this. I'm done. Sorry. I've never thought.
So
I've
anyway,
never...
no, just okay. I know. I'm done. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Seriously.
All right. I've never thought of like a straight up complicated jigsaw type fucking murder, but I thought it was like, man, it was a really fucked up way to die. And I think the best one I ever thought of was like, you just fucking. Whipping down like a big fucking water slide, and that fucker just turns into a cheese grater.
Oh, that actually makes me think. I watched 1,000 Ways to Die a few times, and the one that got to me was this dude. He was on a in-ground swimming pool, okay, and he's dicking around on the deck of
Okay, wait, first of all, about that show, it doesn't matter how that person died. Guaranteed, they were a big fucking asshole right before they died because that's how they paint the picture. Yeah. Everybody's like,
hey,
this guy tripped and fell in a fire, but right before that, he was kicking puppies. He's like,
yeah,
whether he fucking burned to death or got hit by a meteor.
But anyways, this guy, real quick, in ground swimming pool, he made his own slip and slide. So he threw out a tarp, okay, and he was gonna, you know, he put water on, and he was gonna slide. Well, here apparently they were doing some type of construction. And there was like a small piece of wood, like a plywood or something. He threw it over, and there was a fucking nail sticking out of it. And he didn't know. He threw the tarp over it, went and slid head first, and that fucking nail just cracked right on through his gut. Yeah, dude.
Oh, no, I can't handle
that.
I
bet the autopsy was easy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wonder how this happened.
So I was a dickhead about
The really big dickheaded thing was, though, he probably really fucked up the swim. If he made it to the swimming pool, all those gross shit went in the swimming pool, and then those poor people had to clean it all out. I mean, that's terrible.
Disgusting. That's why they have
filtered. What a fucking
Ryan.
Prick making people clean that up.
How much chlorine and shock are you going to need to get rid of those fucking organs?
And that's why I do not swim in public pools.
Exactly. Yeah. Organs.
That and turds, man.
Anyways, about the meteor.
The reason I made the meteor joke is because it was on A Thousand Ways to Die. Dude was at an in-ground swimming pool, and he got hit by a fucking meteor.
That's so great.
I thought I was trying to ruin your story, and it totally didn't work.
But what was he doing before that? Was he in there fucking beating off to child porn?
He was being an asshole. He was, like, fucking telling girls to flash titties and everything like that. You know, he was just a straight douchebag.
Every single one of them, they're always a fucking asshole right before it.
Of the other ones that really made me laugh was the guy, he was fucking his girlfriend in this tent. They were on the edge of, like, this cliff that was really pretty looking.
He just worked his way to the edge.
Well, I think he got out of the tent or something, and, like, a fucking windstorm came and it took the tent and girl and all down over the cliff. It was something like that. I probably fucked it up, but...
fucking hit it and forget it, baby.
Regardless, if I made it up, it was so funny.
Gone with the wind. Could you imagine that shit, though?
He's like, damn, that's a lot easier than breaking up with her.
I mean, I couldn't even imagine that. It's like, you just fucking get your rocks off. You get out, you're like, oh, man, where's that fucking Gatorade? You know, you sit there, take a piss, you're just like,
pretty soon she's a hot air balloon floating through the sky.
It's one of those things where, like, you try to, like, you put your hand out and you make like a sound like, ah, it's gone. She's gone. Dead.
Oh, well.
Time to move on.
Time to explain how I had nothing to do with this to the police.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of semen in her.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you think all that would have weighted her down. All right. So, I think that kind of concludes the episode. So, next week, it's Brady's movie pick. So what do you got for us, man?
I actually got two movies.
Oh, geez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to go with the 1982 The Thing and the 2011 remake The Thing. Do a little compare and contrast.
I like that. I like that. I like that.
I also like that.
Okay.
I like that. All right,
listeners, you heard that. So that's what you got for next episode. So, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Hell's Basement Podcast. Give us 5-star rating if you really like us, or if you on Apple Podcast. If you don't like us, just please ignore that section.
Leave us some real review. I want to read something.
Unless
give us the stars and tell us what you think of us.
Unless they're bad, sometimes our mental health isn't really that good. So, but until next time, embrace the darker side of life.